fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on the first day of July, 2006. We got my friend Stan Irvin on hold there. Stan, be patient. We got one call ahead of you here. And Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, are you there, sir?
Hi, J.R.
What's on your mind today?
Yeah, you're talking about that you hunt, what kind of snake is it?
Copperheads. The poisonous snake that's indigenous to Missouri.
Have you ever tried using a crossbow pistol, like for sport, to shoot such snakes? Or
I haven't yet, and I'm not so sure I would do that. You're hunting a poisonous snake. You got to understand that if you screw up, you could end up in deep doo doo. I much prefer a 4-inch Smith & Wesson shooting birdshot 38 caliber birdshot at close range, a 12 gauge for a little bit farther away with birdshot. I would use a handheld crossbow, as you described, if I had no other choice. But this is, on one hand, it's fun and it's sport. On the other, it's serious business, and it's not like shooting a rabbit. That rabbit's not going to hurt me. But a copperhead can make you really sick, and if you've got some kind of heart condition or you're a child, it could probably kill you.
Well, one point is, I've been reading this book about these poisonous frogs down in Ecuador.
Uh-huh.
And these scientists, they later found out a way to make a human painkiller out of the chemical compound.
That's right. You're right.
So I don't think you're for completely exterminating these species before we find out there might be some value to them?
Well, John Moore is not going to exterminate all the copperheads. That's not going to happen. They pop out every spring, and there's thousands of them in Missouri, tens of thousands. Thank you for your call, Jeff. We'll be back right after the break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth with John Moore. Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 1st day of July, 2006. We have on hold and listening Mr. Stan Irvin, the developer of Biozyme Ag microbes, a line of products, these microbes that no matter what you're doing, and I'm sincere when I say this, not being flippant, whether you're growing tomatoes on the balcony of your apartment in Chicago, or whether you're involved in very serious agriculture involving thousands of acres of wheat or soybeans, corn, cattle, goats, serious large-scale agriculture, whether it's plants or animals, row crops, vegetables, fruit trees, you will find that the microbes will give you a higher yield with better quality product. If it's wheat, higher protein. If it's other products, healthier animals, for example. Even the Mexicans are figuring this out. Now, the people in Mexico are heavy into cattle, and the cattle industry is real big down there. They're finding that when they give not-so-healthy cattle the microbes, these cattle perk up and they become a healthy animal, fit for being sold in the United States for market. As you all know, if you're paying attention, my theme, my mantra is preparedness. Being self-sufficient in growing your own food, having a goat or two or three for milk and meat is an excellent idea, in my opinion, and the microbes will help you achieve that goal in a much better and more efficient manner. Stan, are you there, sir?
You bet. How are you?
I am wonderful and enjoying the 4th of July weekend. Stan, tell me, we were talking about goats the other day, and I know people who own goats. Assuming you got a place that grows a reasonable amount of grass and weeds, these goats will eat almost anything that's green, to my knowledge.
A goat will forage on anything.
Absolutely. And the fact they love to eat poison ivy, I've been told. which most people would really like that. How much forage would it, in terms of acres, would one goat require, would you say?
Oh, I tell you what, we have people that, of course, I really wasn't too acquainted with the goat business until this last 6-8 months, maybe last year. So what it amounts to is a lot of people getting involved in the goat business because of the fact of the health, especially people that have small children and what have you, using goat's milk instead of cow's milk for one thing, and also that they produce a very good grade of a cheese, and then the thing is, it don't take that many acres to keep a goat. In fact, I know, of course, it depends on the areas that you're in, and of course, the area that you're in compared to what we are out here,
right?
Which we're just absolutely hotter than Hades out here right now. But back in your part of the country, we get higher rainfalls, but I know several people on 10 acres have got 25 to 30, maybe more than that, goats.
I'm saying that myself, Stan, and the caveat there would be to be sure you got some hay laid up in a barn for the wintertime when they don't have that forage.
That's right, and it don't take all that much either. But the main thing that they got to do, of course, the problem they have with goats is the fact that they forage on anything.
Well, they do, and they're not that big an animal. A full-sized German Shepherd is larger than an adult goat.
You're right.
Yeah.
And with that, there's a lot of things to a goat that people are finding that never had. It wasn't familiar with goats before, but one thing that they have to do, and how we got acquainted with the goat industry, is the fact that as people buy their goats, of course, a lot of them come through our area, and of course, they pick up microbes as they're going through. Of course, a lot of goats went to Wyoming, and the people never in the goat business before is getting into it. And we've got people who've got as many as 10,000 head of goats now.
Well, another reason for the increased interest in goats is all these Bosnians that have immigrated here since the Bosnian War. That's a traditional dietary thing for them is to eat goat meat.
Yes, sir.
That's generated a lot of new demand, market demand for goat meat.
It just blew me away when I found out what the demand was, and also a lot of the Spanish people also, they eat goat.
On a Green Beret friend of mine, he has a goat barbecue every year, and he's a Hispanic descent.
Uh-huh.
Medical doctor of Hispanic descent. Yeah, barbecued goat is great, in my opinion. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's good meat. There's no question about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And as I understand it, it's good for you, so...
Well, we have a mixed breed Rottweiler black lab, and we've been giving the microbes to our black lab, both by mouth and rubbing it into his coat to help with the ticks and fleas, and it's been beneficial in both areas.
Right, and of course, one thing about it now, the microbes, of course, the microbes we have now getting several veterinaries that is telling people to use the microbes, the Heartland microbes, and use it as a probiotic. And they've had some very, very good results of it.
I mean, as a preventive.
Exactly. John, there's a lot of things going on today that people never had to deal with in the last, say the last 10, 15 years ago. Things today, because of our ecology, as I've said before, is getting completely out of balance. And there's just a lot of things that's happening out there that people have got to become aware of. And of course, the things that, you know, people talk about, I used to raise all my garden, or all my products in my garden, but I'm just not getting the quality of the vegetables or whatever I'm doing. I'm just not getting the quality that I used to produce. Well, we also have several people that's in the grape vineyard business.
Which and, business?
The grape business.
Oh, grapes, yes, grapes.
And, of course, the brick count is way down. Well, the problem is also, of course, a lot of people are out here trying to do a lot of chemical farming and what have you, and try to get control of weed control because they think that's easier. And yes, it may be somewhat easier in one aspect, but boy, the results we're getting on the other end is we're really paying for it, believe me.
And a lot of times, doesn't irrigation, depending on the source, can't irrigation frequently increase the salt content of the ground?
The irrigation can, and plus also the fertilization that's being done, too, because you're going to find all fertilizer has a certain percent of salt also.
Well, that salt will just eventually kill everything.
That's exactly right.
At some point.
And, of course, we have a lot of areas out in New Mexico now that they've got problems out there, but we also have some people out there now that are starting to use the microbes on a lot of those pivots that they couldn't hardly raise anything on before, as now that they are finding out because the microbes on the species we have, the different families we have of microbes, which they thrive off of salt. And by doing this, why, they're able to also start to clean up a lot of the salt.
They're eating up that salt. We need to get some contact information out here, a website and a phone number here, Stan.
Yes, out here, our number is 785-628-6435. And, of course, I'm Stan Irvin. And we also have two different websites that people can look at to see what all we're doing in the agriculture end of it. And it doesn't make any difference whether a man and his wife got a garden in his backyard, or they may have 10,000 acres out here in the plains of Kansas or Colorado, or whatever the case might be. But we're also now believing, because of the horrible fuel costs, and boy, fuel now is way up there even more today.
What's the website address, Stan?
The address is biozymeag.com, and of course that's World Wide Web. It's Biozyme, it's BIOZY, M as in mother, EAG.com. And the other one is HeartlandMicrobes.com.
Heartland Microbes, all right.
So that they can see some of the things we're doing. Of course, we're putting more information on all the time.
Well, you and I are working on an interesting project to introduce these microbes into the Czech Republic over there in Europe. I provide the introduction, and we're working with a commercial farmer over there who's very, very interested in increasing the quality and the quantity of his agricultural products.
This is right, and also a lot of people from other parts of the country. In fact, we've had the Chinese that's been here one time, but they're very interested to know about what's taking place here. Because they also know, and there's a lot of things that's being raised here in the United States that they don't want no part of. And, of course, that's because of the fact of the GMOs, of the seed that we have today, to where we're able to use the different types of chemicals. And that's
Stan,
hold
on. We've got a break coming up. Hold on, Stan. We got a break. Ladies and gentlemen, the call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you about what's going on with Freeze Dry Guy. His line continues to expand and contract according to what you guys are ordering out there. Beef, chicken, diced beef, beef stew, eggs, cottage cheese, peas, pork chops. This is the highest grade freeze-dried food that money can buy at a deep, deep discount. It does not get any better than that. Like I tell people, and I've been saying this for months, shop the competition, find out what they've got and how much it costs, then visit freezedryguy.com and check it out. You'll be very glad you did. freezedryguy.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. Otherwise, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. Best quality products at rock-bottom prices.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Remember, that was the theme song from the 1950s television show Dragnet. You remember that show, don't you, Stan?
Oh, yes.
That was high-class entertainment back then. You look at it now, it's it's funny how stiff those actors were, but at the time, we thought it was great.
Well, absolutely.
Stan, now, you open up a topic that we haven't addressed it for quite a while, and that's the People's Republic of China coming to Hayes, Kansas. Now, ladies and gentlemen, think about this. This morning, July the 1st, 2006, 1.1, 1.2 billion people woke up hungry in China, all needing to be fed. Tomorrow morning, July 2nd, the same thing. This is a serious problem. And the People's Republic of China is real serious about providing food for all these hungry mouths every morning. Now, when did this go down? When did they show up at your home in Hayes, Kansas?
Okay, it would have been be about a year ago in October, this coming October.
So October of 2005.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They made an appointment. The People's Republic of China made an appointment with Stan to come to Hayes, Kansas. And they show up. How many of them showed up there?
I had two men come in, which was representatives of their agriculture industry over there.
And one of them could speak English and one could not?
They could both speak English. One could speak better English than the other one could.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so, but they spent a day with us and what have you. Of course, they wanted to see the pros and cons, see everything.
Right.
Of course, they knew at the time that at that given time, of course, the crops and everything is pretty well all over with as far as what there was to show. But the reason they already knew some of the results was taking place because when people order product here, and we ship product here all over the United States.
Right.
And also to other countries. Well, what had happened there was that these folks apparently got a hold of some of it, and they had tried it. Apparently, they've been trying it through their growing season at
right.
that time, and liked what they were seeing, and also done some things. And they're also doing confined feeding and this type of thing also. But their big thing over there, they know that the ecologies is really getting in trouble there, too. Plus, the fact is, after I find out about what their soils are all about, their indications are that they're very low in organic. And being that way, of course, they're again, they cannot produce, they cannot maintain the plant food that's involved in a situation like this. And they're definitely dead set against any GMOs of any kind. But what they're wanting to do is they're wanting us to set a plant up there, up in China, so that they could do the same thing we was doing here in the United States. And, of course, that's something we would just not do at all.
Well, Santa, while we were on the break, I was talking to you about this. And, ladies and gentlemen, anyone in any manufacturing business that you can imagine would love to be able to say publicly, what I've got so good that the People's Republic of China wants it also. They don't only want to buy it, they want to manufacture it there. That's an extreme compliment. There's lots of people involved in agriculture and making different agricultural products. It's very few can say the People's Republic of China came to their doorstep and said, please come to China, set up your manufacturing process. We like what you do so much. There's not many people that can say that, but you can, Stan.
Well, yes, of course, you know, everything had happened so fast at that time. The first thing that I knew, we got a call one evening said that they was going to be coming through here. Well, basically, they were coming here, period.
Right.
And they flew into Denver, rented an automobile, and come on into here to where they were here for a day. And, of course, to be honest about it, we had a good conversation, enjoyable time. We took them out for lunch and dinner and this type of thing. And
you gave them a tour of everything?
Yeah, no, the tour we give them, but not of everything, no.
No, oh, well, you gave them a tour.
Yes, but we yes, we did give them a tour about what was going on and this type of thing. And some of the things that they could see, which they'd already was aware of, and of course, they were doing a few comparisons about some of the things that we had working here compared to what is there. And they said, well, that's basically, well, we're seeing the very same thing over, we're seeing the very same thing in China.
Right.
And of course, it didn't seem to be an object as far as money was concerned. It was a situation to put a price on it.
Right.
Well, basically what we're doing to keep control of what we're doing, we just wasn't interested in anything such as this, but they left on good terms, and I was definitely invited to be their guest in China and this type of thing. But
well, they're very hospitable people, of course, even if they are our enemy. They're still very hospitable. So are they buying product?
No. We have
really?
Not, we have not sold them any product as of yet.
That you know of. They may be going
well,
to a third party.
That could be, as far as I know of now.
We had a break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Stafford, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic amp, antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on the 1st of July, 2006. We're talking to my special guest, my friend Stan Irvin, the proprietor of BiozymeAg.com, BiozymeAg.com, a very unique line of products, these microbes that improve plants, improve animals. We're talking about the People's Republic of China being at Stan's home. Now, Stan, off the air, we were talking briefly, and I was mentioning the Chinese culture and the Asian culture and this phenomenon called losing face. These two men may have had some real difficulties not coming away from your home with a signed contract that day. Of course, you'd have no way of knowing that, would you?
I'd have no way of knowing whatever took place on the other end, yep. Except that I do hear one of them does live in the United States, and I do hear from them ever so often.
Well, as the old saying goes, you have family in the old country.
I understand. And they definitely do, yes.
We need to remind people that anybody placing an order should tell the order taker at BiozymeAg.com, if they're calling in on the phone, 785-628-6435, that you heard about BiozymeAg.com on the John Moore Show, and you will get a 10% discount. Now, that adds up. Over time, that 10% adds up, and these times are tight with the cost of fuel. So be sure and mention that, ladies and gentlemen, that you heard about the microbes on the John Moore Show, and you will get a 10% discount. Stan, we have some holders, some calls on hold. Excuse me. Calls on hold. Are you ready to take some calls?
Let's go for it.
Let's do it. Ralph in Oklahoma. Are you there, sir?
Yes, John. Is this just for this particular product?
Well, we'll try to stay on topic, but if you got something else, just make it quick.
Okay, well, it was just to reiterate on your behalf there with the copperhead deal. My neighbor boy 2 weeks ago, he got bitten on the ankle. And tell that guy in, where was Arizona, somewhere, that it's all about money. They took him to the emergency room. I advised him to try this alternative, holistic MD. He uses a medical stun gun.
Right.
For spider bites and snake bites. And no, we don't go for that out of this world stuff. Anyway, they paid $1,000, and all he needed was a half of the package. And the wife's telling me it was $10,000. Anyway, it's all about money.
Well, that sounds exorbitant, but I don't have any basis of comparison.
Well, I know it was $1,000. She's telling me. She says she saw their bill, but anyway, that was all I had. I didn't mean to interrupt on getting off topic.
Well, that's fine,
there.
And we appreciate the update there. Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you.
We got Don in Ohio. There, Don. Don, speak up.
Yes. I called in for a different reason, but since you do want to stay on topic, okay. I had gotten some seeds last year from a major distributor, a big seed company, and they weren't even opened last year. I opened them this year and tried to grow them, and the rate of germination was so bad, and you know, I don't know if Monsanto bought them out or what, but I'd suggest people start looking into the heirloom varieties because, I mean,
the seeds you got, were they hybrids or heirloom?
They were hybrids.
Okay,
but you know, I mean, Kentucky Wonders and stuff like that, you know, and a lot of things that you know should be good for a few years. I mean, this year they didn't even. I mean, I had a couple out of maybe 36 that I planted. And, you know, I mean, that's a year, and they weren't even opened.
Stan, do you have any comment on the shelf life of hybrid seeds?
Yeah, well, that's pretty common knowledge. In fact, you don't, as a whole, hybrid seeds, 1 year you don't hold them over and plant them the next year. And, of course, he's talking about something that wasn't even opened.
Right.
And that is common knowledge because
really?
You just don't sell as much seed if you've had a big, long shelf life on this particular product.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
Thing is, though, I mean, I've been doing gardening for, you know, most of my 43 years, and I've never, I mean, I've had seeds that lasted and lasted and lasted. I mean, a couple of years back, I'd used seeds from 10 years before, and, you know, most of them would germinate. I mean, I never had this kind of a problem with seeds, never.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that they can do, and to enhance germination, whether it's new to the seed this year or seed from the past, that we have found, as they pull open their rows, they lay their seed or put their seed into the row, they spray the row, spray the dirt, and spray it on top of the seed and cover it up like they normally do, they'll see the germination.
Spray with microbes.
Yes, spraying it with microbes. And you'll see an enhancement of germination like you've never seen before.
Okay, what is the rate on that? I mean, you get like something to make a gallon of it? Or?
Okay, we figure between 8, depends on the kind of soil that you might have, between 8 and 10, 10 ounces per gallon mix.
And what is the offer that you do have? I mean, you know, the smallest variety, basically.
You mean, well... I'm small, sir, what do you mean?
The smallest package that you have.
Oh, we have it in quart bottles.
Okay.
It's very economical. We love it. We use it here around our ranch, and yeah, it's a great product and very economical.
How much does it run for that quart bottle?
I believe it's 26-something without the 10%.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Name of the site again?
Is biozymeag.com or heartlandmicrobes.com, or you can call us on our cell, or I'm sorry, call us here at the office, which is 785-628-6435.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Don. We appreciate it. We got Bruce in Omaha. Speak up.
Yeah, hello, John.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I was wanting to talk on another subject. I thought maybe Stan would be done by now. Not to chase you away, but I'll yield my place in line to somebody else.
Well, actually, we don't have anybody else in line at the moment. So,
all right,
what's on your mind?
Well, I was just wanting to talk a little bit about. I think it's time to get Jim McCanning on your show again.
Well, and you know, I've been thinking the same thing, and you know, even though it's not about agriculture, McCanning says something, and Stan and I haven't talked about this. He has a 60-page pamphlet, and what it does, it has to do with agriculture. If, for some reason, we ended up with our current calendar no longer being functional mm-hmm. because of a shift in our planet, you would have to know the following. You would have to know when it's springtime, because if you plant your seeds when you think it's spring, and it's really fall,
you got it.
You're going to lose all your seeds, and you're going to pay a very severe price, possibly even death, because you've wasted your seeds.
When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
Well,
you know, I think I got that book. He had a 3-book package he pushed a couple years ago, and I ordered those.
A 60-page pamphlet could literally save your life.
Oh, yeah.
And that is on topic to deal with agriculture.
Yeah.
And I would urge everybody, if you're concerned about long-term survival, to put away a few gallons of microbes. It'll help you and help your neighbors. You don't want hungry neighbors.
True.
You really don't.
That's really true.
I mean, that's not a good place to be, having food, your neighbors having none. So put away a few gallons and... quite frankly, the more the better, because it would be an extremely good barter item at some future date.
There's one thing I did want to mention about, I went to McGanny's site a couple years ago, and there were some pictures that he had on his site, I think he got from NASA some way, about this thing that looked like a meteor coming into a certain area of the solar system, and then just all of a sudden it slowed down.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they aren't supposed to do that, are they?
No, they're not. Kind of spooky.
It is. Thank you for your call, Bruce.
Thanks,
we appreciate
John.
It.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, tell me, Stan, are you there?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What is the shelf life of microbes given what would be ideal storage conditions temperature-wise?
Well, if they keep it within, say, 45 degrees to 75 or 80 for a long shelf life, we know that it has a shelf life of 5 years. That we do know.
Well, we know that because you've had it for 5 years.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay. Well, I would think the cooler temperature would probably be, of course, I'm no scientist, but the cooler temperature may be more beneficial and the higher temperature would be detrimental. That would be the usual expectation.
Best
we don't know
do, yet. If you'd have some sort of a cellar or something like that, just set it in the cellar. Because everything, all the microbes are dormant.
Right.
And, of course, they don't wake up until you either wake them up by putting them in with water, you can put them in with fertilizer or something of that factor. Of course, a lot of the guys use it in their pivot systems, irrigation systems, and, of course, they mix it up with fertilizer and everything works at the same. And, of course, that is a good food source for the microbes.
Right, the fertilizer is.
Right, and one thing about what's going on, we're talking about microbes and people trying to figure out what's going on or what's happening and the diseases they have and the insects, of course, the insects that they got today that they didn't used to have. That's, as I said before, ecology, that's one of the big things. But what we're doing is we're putting the life back in the soil that we used to have.
Right.
And we see the ponds you see today with algae everywhere. And of course, a lot of it, again, is because of runoff from a lot of agriculture chemicals. It may be runoff from confined feeding operation.
Right.
It may be something to do with sewer systems around high populated areas and this type of thing. There's just all kinds of things that's going on out there, and nobody's really paying any attention about what has happened. We've had a deal here happen right here in Hays, Kansas several years ago, and how stupid people can be. But they found this area that thought would be a very good area for a dump. So the man says, you don't want that, I don't sell it to you because it says it's got water, shallow water. Well, they demanded that's where the dump was going to be.
As they flooded all the people's wells.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
And it's just, and it's destroyed the water wells in the city of Hays, and they realize that's happened now, so they covered it all up with that trash and everything in it. Well, guess what? It's still destroying the wells.
Oh, yeah.
Water as it migrates, and water in this country migrates from the northwest to the southeast.
Right, right.
And it's
amazing.
Pretty pathetic.
Well, the, you know, the state of California basically ruined the groundwater in most of the state with this additive they put into gasoline, which allows gasoline to mix with water. And normally petroleum products won't, and water won't mix.
That's right. Petroleum
will sit on top of the water.
Exactly.
This particular additive allows the petroleum to become part of the water, and they've destroyed the groundwater in much of the state.
This is and this kind of thing is going on everywhere.
Oh, it is.
And water, one of these days, is going to be a very, very precious item. In fact, if you look at the price of a bottle of water, even though we talk about the very high cost of gasoline, but look what we're already doing and paying for water when we buy a bottle of water.
Absolutely. The call number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. We're talking about agriculture. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking about how to have independent source of food for you and your loved ones that you control, that has the best nutrition that you could possibly get. Stan Irvin, my friend here, is talking about microbes and how microbes can help you achieve your long-term goals of being as healthy as you can be, being food independent, and in hard times, having food when everybody else is wondering where their next meal is going to be coming from. That's pretty important stuff. It's about as important as it gets, quite frankly. Now, Monday through Friday, you can call up, of course, Tuesday's a holiday, at 785-628-6435. Be sure to mention the John Moore Show if you want a 10% discount. That'll help. Mention the show, you get a 10% discount. And you can be on your way to being healthier and more independent with microbes.
Also, John, I might mention also we have a conference call every Tuesday night on agriculture.
What is the number for that?
Okay, the number for Tuesday night, which would be 10 o'clock Eastern time, and that is 405-244-5555. And then, of course, a PIN number comes on, and it's 9968 pound. And a lot of times we have our formulators on, we have our biotech on, and also we have a veterinary that works with us. In fact, we've got two or three now that's working with
us. Really? That's new.
And because they're starting to pick up, well, the veterinaries, a lot of the veterinaries will tell you that we're at the very top of the totem pole, and no place else to go with the antibiotics.
Right.
So now they're realizing, and they're getting going back down and starting to use probiotics and getting phenomenal results of it.
Well, people that get into that kind of work, veterinary work, they truly love animals, most of them, the ones I've met anyway. And they want to see these animals healthy. And if they can find something that's non-invasive and doesn't have side effects and the microbes fit that bill, they're going to go for it. And clearly that's what's happening. These professionals, these animal health care professionals, have found out that they've got something that they can use with confidence that won't be any detriment to the animals.
Right. In fact, I believe you met one of our veterinarians at work.
I did. Very, very bright young man who's enthusiastic about microbes and using them every day on different animals he treats.
Right. Another thing is going on, of course, this time of the year now, of course, there's all kinds of rodeos going on. And, of course, we have people giving their the roping calves the microbes, and because they got a whole lot more vigor. Of course, kids doing the barrel racing and what have you, they picked up their time considerable. And to be honest about it, well, there's different tracks now that does have their horses also have the microbes.
Well, of course, anything you can do in those events, those competitive events, you're going to do it if it's within the rules. And since it's not a drug, it's not an issue.
It's a health.
Absolutely. Do I hear music there, Kelly? I don't. I thought I did for a moment.
there we go.
It's coming. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks, and that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call, and these devices, these Power Pulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore, and that's, of course, from the TV show Rockford Files, one of my favorite detective shows. Stan, are you there?
You bet.
Off the air, we were talking about the upcoming hurricane season, and of course, mold is a consequence of water being where it shouldn't be inside homes, basements, and first floors, second floors of homes. Traditional remediation of flood water is to spray with a bleach solution. which will kill the mold wherever it happens to hit. As most people who've dealt with it know, mold is a persistent living organism that gets places the bleach can't. And this is where microbes come in. Now, tell us what microbes think about mold.
Well, to be honest about it, mold is a very good food source for microbes.
There you go.
And what it amounts to is that you can, of course, people having problems, say, their basements or had flooding or whatever the case might be. The mold, of course, when you hit it with bleach, of course, with bleach, you just absolutely kill everything.
Right.
But does it travel? No.
No.
Okay. The microbes will follow, and they'll just keep right on following wherever that mold is.
Yep. And that's a problem. In residential houses, you've got 2x4s, 2x6s, 2x10s, all kinds of nooks and crannies inside that lumber behind drywall, up in the ceilings, where mold can live and grow, and the microbes will just track it down wherever it is and eat it up.
That's exactly right. We've had people that just pretty near gutted inside of their home trying to clean it up. We've had people next door to them that start using the microbes and got a clean bill of health when the others had spent all the dollars that they had spent.
And still hadn't got rid of it.
And hadn't got rid of it yet.
Absolutely. Let's get some contact information out here, Stan. Your website and telephone, please.
Okay. Our phone number again is 785-628-6435. And, of course, our website is biozymeag.com. That's B-I-O-Z-Y-M as a mother, E-A-G.com. And the other one is heartlandmicrobes.com. Of course, that's
microbes with an S.
That's right.
And be sure to mention the John Moore Show when you call in, ladies and gentlemen. I've talked to Stan's order takers, and they say they're getting a lot of you guys and gals calling and ordering microbes. Be sure you mention the John Moore Show for a 10% discount, and that will help.
Absolutely, and also it will help to keep the John Moore on the air, too.
Well, we need that.
So
we do need that, and I know you ladies and gentlemen out there, you want to hear me on the show, and this is, it's fun, but it's also business, and what makes the business happen is these orders coming in for Heartland Microbes. And if you're of a proprietorial mindset, you might want to talk to Stan about becoming a dealer for Heartland Enterprises.
Yes, we are setting dealers and distributors up across the nation.
Absolutely. It's a great product, and if you live in an area where you think you could market this, I would encourage you to think about it and go for it. Talk to Stan.
We will not have dealers on every corner, but we will have people that got areas to work in. We'd love to work with them, and we'll do everything we can to help them get orientated about what we're doing.
Absolutely. Stan, we've used up our hour, and I appreciate the time, and you, sir, have an enjoyable weekend.
We'll do it. We will not have a conference call this Tuesday night, but we will have one the following Tuesday.
That will be the 11th. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the celebration of our country's independence, and God bless America.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.